your lyrics are always so clever. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
What, you had this new song or so coming out?
Yeah, I've actually been working on a whole album. Yeah, I'm calling the project Child of God.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, so it has songs like No Longer Bound and Good Day and Up and just all, you know, it has the really exciting songs. It has some more intimate songs. But there's this one detail that's kind of flowing through it. Came across this Billy Graham testimony. Do you remember that?
Is that right? Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember?
That was an exciting time.
Do you remember what year that was?
Boy, it was when we were in Miami. It probably been in the 80s.
I wonder if I could look it up.
I don't know what that, yeah. So what did you run into on that?
I was going to see if I could, oh, here we go. 1985.
There you go.
That is crazy. But, you know, 40 years have passed now, and I'm just curious how much of that statement was true.
Oh, yeah. More so than ever. What is life all about? What's the purpose of it? Is it just getting things? And then they get things, and they're not satisfied? And, you know, of course, in 92, 93, and both Mom and I are not nearly as stable as we used to be. And you look back on your life and you say, what would I have done different? And I would tell you, I would do more to be related to God. That's the important lesson. And, you know, we've been up and down. You know, I've had good positions. We've had a measure of financial security, and we've been able to do most anything we wanted to do. And yeah, when I look back, what did all that mean? You know, I've got a boat that's 96. It's censored. I don't know whether it'll ever get in the water again. That boat has tremendous memories too, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. But when you look back, you think, was that the most important thing that I could have done? Or should I spend more time, you know, studying God and the Bible and being more sensitive in that area and helping others? Well, of course, there's no question that God has singled you out to reach out to the younger generation. And I think that that's why God is really working on your mission. And it's God anointed, but it's got a purpose. The purpose is to reach that younger generation, and you happen to be that individual. Okay, well, I am so excited that you called and give me an update on what's happening. And just keep it posted.